Customer experience is the initial step in effective leadership. Leaders must not just grasp the idea of customer experience, CX, but also make sure their teams get it too. CX is more significant than many think. It's not just about the product, customer service, or technology. It's also smaller in a way because even a single interaction with your company can shape a customer's loyalty for life. CX, simply put, is how customers feel about their interactions with your company. 1. All communications disseminated by your organization, spanning from marketing efforts, employee communications, feedback from customers, and input from other stakeholders. 2. Every engagement encompasses both pre-sales and post-sales interactions with your products and services. 3. Ultimately, the overall sentiment or emotional response elicited from individuals towards your organization, whether it be feelings of calmness, excitement, confidence, or confusion. While you can't control every interaction a potential customer has with your company, you can turn them into enthusiastic supporters by fostering a culture of positivity and excitement. Many companies underestimate how bad their customer experience, CX, is. Research suggests that only a small fraction, around 1% to 5%, of customers encounter issues. Assemble visionary leaders to drive CX initiative and engage employees effectively. To improve your company's customer experience, it's essential to shake things up and encourage employees to reevaluate their work and eliminate any barriers to delivering great service. A top-notch leadership team is crucial for steering everyone in this direction. Start by appointing a C-level champion for customer experience, CX, to lead the shift toward a customer-focused culture. This leader will be responsible for uniting the team's focus on customers, establishing goals and metrics, and developing necessary tools. Your team should ideally include a strong CX leader who will lead the charge in fostering a customer-centric mindset. Build your team gradually, with 6 to 10 full-time members focusing on areas where quick wins are possible and maintaining ongoing responsibilities. Allow the team to grow naturally rather than expecting immediate perfection. Here's a clear and simplified version. We have a clear vision to transform our customer experience, CX, for the better. This means making our services smoother and more enjoyable for everyone. Our top goals are straightforward. Improve customer satisfaction and loyalty. We're constantly striving to make things easier and more pleasant for our customers. But here's the key. To achieve this, we need to focus on our employees too. Happy employees lead to happy customers. Studies by Gallup, a respected research organization, have shown that when our employees are engaged and satisfied, our customers are too. Strengthen individual purpose and foster a CX supportive culture in your organization. Employees who view their job as a calling tend to be highly motivated. The foundation of employee engagement lies in a strong belief that the work they do is important and meaningful. According to the National Business Research Institute, engaged employees 1. Believe in their organization. 2. Want to improve things. 3. Understand the business and the big picture. 4. Respect and help colleagues. 5. Are ready to do more. 5. Stay updated with their industry. 7. Improve business by listening to employees. Businesses need to acknowledge their challenges instead of brushing them under the rug. If a business claims to have no problems, it might be in denial. To tackle issues and enhance customer experience, CX, leaders should turn to their employees. Employees have valuable insights and can offer a fresh perspective on what's working and what's not. Encouraging employees to speak up through HR surveys, conversations, and interviews is crucial. Gathering their experiences is just the first step. Action must follow. Relying solely on the HR department isn't always enough. Sometimes, forming a volunteer committee can drive change effectively. Putting both customer and employee experience on the same priority level can be a game changer. Progress can be measured through improved survey results, higher employee retention rates, and a stronger sense of belonging among employees. Building a culture that prioritizes both customer and employee satisfaction requires certain traits, providing growth opportunities, offering strategic coaching, setting clear goals and metrics, fostering effective communication, ensuring alignment with the company's mission, and motivating employees through recognition. Leaders understanding customers is key through informal contact and feedback. To be a good leader, it's important to stay connected and gather information from various sources. This means actively seeking input, keeping an eye on social media, reading reviews, analyzing data, hosting discussions with groups of people, and being involved in day-to-day operations. Leaders can do this by 1. Thinking about where they can get valuable information. 2. Making time for this part of their leadership role on purpose. 3. Understanding that it might take a while to get the hang of it. 4. Taking the feedback they gather seriously and responding to it thoughtfully. Strategically handle and tactically address feedback for effectiveness and improvement. Tactical management means acting quickly on feedback to fix issues or improve service. This involves spotting feedback, setting up tools to collect it, training staff to respond, and managing tasks efficiently. Strategic management, on the other hand, focuses on spotting patterns in feedback over time. It involves gathering feedback, analyzing it, and taking action based on what's found. Leaders should be the first to address both positive and negative feedback. They should actively seek out negative feedback, as it often leads to valuable improvements. To make the most of feedback, it's essential to capture the customer's voice fully. This means using various surveys to gather both structured and unstructured feedback. All feedback should be stored in one place for easy analysis and action. This centralized approach helps in understanding and addressing customer needs effectively. The perfect customer experience metric doesn't exist, but good options do. Customer satisfaction surveys are common and rely on data you might already have. Net Promoter Scores show the gap between positive and negative responses to whether customers would suggest a company to others. Customer Effect Scores gauge how easily an issue is solved. Customer Sentiment Scores use analysis to grasp how customers feel about you. These can be used with traditional key performance indicators. Customer Lifetime Value connects customer experience with loyalty. Each metric has limitations and should be considered thoroughly. Ignore customer service's value is perilous. It's crucial. Assessing your organization's customer service is crucial. You need to check how efficient it is, whether customers are happy and loyal, and if it brings strategic benefits. According to the International Customer Management Institute, here are 10 things companies should do. 1. Be reachable. Make sure customers can easily get in touch. 2. Be polite. Treat customers with respect. 3. Listen and act. Respond to what customers want quickly. 4. Act promptly. Do what customers ask without delay. 5. Have skilled staff. Employ knowledgeable and trained workers. 6. Set expectations. Tell customers what to expect. 7. Keep promises. Stick to what you commit to customers. 8. Get it right the first time. Avoid mistakes from the start. 9. Follow up. Check back with customers. 10. Be socially responsible. Consider the wider impact of your actions. By following these guidelines, your organization can improve its customer service and keep customers satisfied. Minimize major customer service annoyances for better satisfaction. It's super important for companies to make it easy for customers to get help. Waiting in line can be annoying. Companies should know how much it bugs people by looking at data on how many customers give up on long lines. Your company might have a different problem, so figure out what that is and fix it. Having friendly customer service staff who know their stuff should be easy to reach. Having policies and processes that are customer-friendly is key to giving good service. It's vital to have a smooth journey between different ways of getting help, and for everyone to know your name and what you need. Ensure everyone in the company understands how we serve our customers, a customer access strategy, right from the start. Think about 1. Who our customers are, 2. The ways we communicate with them, 3. Different options for reaching us, 4. When we're available to help, 5. How quickly we respond, 6. How we direct inquiries, 7. The people and tech involved, 8. What information do we provide, 9. How we analyze and make things better, 10 steps for introducing new services. Make a captivating story enhances data appeal. Crafting a customer story is like building a suspenseful movie plot, following Freydig's pyramid. The story starts with an introduction, rises with conflicts and climax, and resolves with a satisfying conclusion. In this tale, the hero is our customer, and their journey is an adventure. To map out this journey, we create customer personas and pinpoint key interactions, needs, expectations, touchpoints, and pain points. It's like sketching a map with all the landmarks. Then, we add tools like voice of the customer forums, graphic newsletters, and even role-playing sessions to enrich our understanding. Picture this. Our customer starts their journey seeking a solution, encountering hurdles along the way. But with our organization's guidance, they overcome challenges and find success. Finally, our story doesn't end without a call to action, inviting others to embark on their own journey. By combining storytelling techniques with customer journey mapping and innovative tools, we create a compelling narrative that not only captivates but also inspires action. Customer experience leadership requires effective dashboards for guidance. Customer and employee experience metrics rely on loads of data, which can seem overwhelming. Dashboards help cut through this mess. Dashboards work best when they have layers of detail. They show a big picture view, like overall customer and employee experience, a closer look for managers and analysts to dive into the data, and even smaller details, like data for specific roles or individual interactions. Essential tools for customer experience include CRM, customer relationship management, tech, knowledge management processes, and social media management platforms. Effective CX requires investments in both budgets and operations. Customer experience leaders need financial backing to keep six essential dynamics thriving: demand, supply, quality, employee engagement, customer satisfaction, and innovation. To ensure success, create a cost-benefit toolkit, accounting for risks and the cost of doing nothing. Assess your leadership with three simple questions. 1. Why do you want to lead customer experience? 2. How committed are you to this effort? 3. What legacy do you aim to leave? The next steps involve leveraging CX to elevate your company and its employees. Author's profile. Brad Cleveland, known for his expertise in customer strategy, played a significant role in establishing and leading the International Customer Management Institute. This institute, which he co-founded, is now a part of Informa PLC, a London-based organization. Key points. 1. Prioritize understanding and improving customer experience, CX, for better business outcomes. 2. Empower leaders to drive CX initiatives and engage employees effectively. 3. Strengthen individual purpose and foster a CX supportive culture in the organization. 4. Strategically handle and tactically address feedback for effectiveness and improvement. 5. Utilize customer service metrics and minimize major annoyances for better satisfaction. 6. Craft captivating customer stories and effective dashboards to guide CX leadership. 7. Invest in budgets and operations for effective CX implementation and success.